President Bush meets with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today. It's their first meeting since the two became heads of state. Sharon is appealing for more cooperation in the fight against terrorism and a greater role in U.S. missile defense planning. Yesterday, President Bush met with Japan's Prime Minister. The two promised to support each other as they try to help their economies. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
It has become a tradition for the Prime Minister of Japan to be among the first foreign dignitaries a new president hosts upon taking office. That is a measure of how important the relationship between these two economic superpowers has become. But this year's meeting comes at a time when both countries' economies are facing warning signs. President Bush talked about that during a brief photo op with Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori in the Oval Office yesterday.
When you combine our economies, we represent about 40% of the gross domestic products of all the nations added up. And that's a very important, and therefore our economies are very important to the world. And the stronger we are, the more likely it is there'll be prosperity in other parts of the world.
White House aides also say that the president made it clear that for Japan to turn things around economically, the nation has to reform a banking system that is in crisis. Mr. Mori agreed, and speaking through an interpreter, had some comments about what the U.S. economy needs.
I would also like to express to the president my hope that the United States will take appropriate macroeconomic policies to deal with the U.S. economy that is slowing down.
That slowdown has been complicated by energy problems. In California, fresh power shortages forced utilities to order temporary blackouts across the state yesterday. Mr. Bush had already scheduled a meeting with his White House task force yesterday afternoon on energy policy. And in a speech, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham said the nation is experiencing an energy crisis and that energy prices could lead to recession. For his part, the president warned that there's no short-term solution.
It is clear from first analysis that demand for energy in the United States is increasing, much more so than production is.
The president said we need to find new domestic sources of energy. He supports drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, something fiercely opposed by environmentalists. During the campaign, the president, himself a former oil man, said he would also negotiate with OPEC to keep needed oil coming into the country. But so far, the new administration has not made much headway with the cartel. Presidential spokesman Ari Fleischer yesterday fielded questions on an OPEC decision to cut back on production.
The OPEC actions are a disappointment, and we're going to continue, the president will continue to work with our OPEC allies, focusing on the long term. But there's no getting around it. Their actions over the weekend were a disappointment.
Despite these policy challenges, the president yesterday also made time to address a group of Hispanic business leaders and to meet with a group of African-American evangelical ministers. The ministers came to town to support Mr. Bush's faith-based and community initiative, which would give federal money to religious organizations to provide social services. Dr. Robert Franklin heads the Interdenominational Theological College in Atlanta.
We make good on this. There are a lot of children today who suffer and who live in misery, whose lives can be changed. And ultimately, it's that pragmatic test, I think, that should measure the effectiveness of the program.
The proposal has been criticized by civil libertarians concerned about separation of church and state, and by some conservative religious leaders who fear government taking a role in their institutions. Today, the president's schedule is just as varied and every bit as critical. He speaks to women business leaders, he tours the CIA, and hosts Israel's new prime minister, Ariel Sharon. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.